This is MSO News Sports. I am Bill Newell, and we are joined by Bishop Fenwick head football coach Dave Woods. Dave, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, good to be back again for another season.
Here we are, 2022. Well, let's get underway with just a quick update. Tell me about some of the scrimmages you guys have had in preparation for Saturday's game against Norton at home at your place. But what's happened so far in scrimmages, and what have you learned about Fenwick football?
Sure. So we had two scrimmages last Saturday. We went to Stoneham, and then last night we hosted Danvers. So Saturday, the scrimmage at Stoneham was great for us. They're a double wing team, very physical up front. So it was a great test for us, and we played great. Both sides of the ball, we did a real nice job. Again, the double wing is a tough offense to prepare for, so we didn't really scheme game plan for it. So to just kind of go out and try to stop the double wing is tough, but we did a great job. And then last night we hosted Danvers, same thing. You know, we didn't really game plan or scheme for them specifically. But what was nice, our kids were able to adapt, and we ran two or three plays that we've never run and never practiced, and they ran them very well. So it was good that they were able to understand some concepts and be able to adapt on the fly like that in the middle of a game.
Wow, never practiced, never run. I mean, people are going to be afraid of you now this year, huh?
Man. Yeah. I tell you, Bryce Lehman, it's nice. Bryce is playing quarterback, and he's had a great camp, and he really understands defenses and what defenses are trying to do, and he understands what we're trying to do on offense. So it's a luxury, no question, having him back there. It's good.
Tell us some other strengths on your team. Let's start with offense and then flip over to the other side of the ball.
Sure. I think our skilled kids are definitely our strength. We've got a lot of kids that can multi-talented, you know, kids that can play running back, kids that can be a fullback, they can be a split end, wide receiver, tight end. So we have a lot of kids that have multiple talents. So we're kind of moving a lot of guys around. And again, it's been very pleasant surprise that they've picked up everything. So we put a guy at the slot, run a play, then we put him at tailback, run the same play, put him at split end, run the play, and these kids have picked it up very well. They've done a great job. They came into the season in great shape, and you know, again, we've been able to expand the offense a lot early because they've picked it up so well.
Gotcha. What about on defense, Coach Woods? Who is starring there, if you will, or who would you highlight?
Yeah, I would say our linebackers are definitely the strength of our defense. A lot of them played last year, got a lot of experience last year. Actually, all of them did, and then. So they've done a great job in the first couple of scrimmages, and they're very aware of when they do things right and when they do things wrong. You know, Coach, I didn't read my key on that play. I should have done this. So they're an experienced group, and again, talented kids that can play inside, kids that can play outside, they can stop the run, they can cover the pass. So they're a fun group of kids to coach for sure.
Mm-hmm. And any changes at all on your coaching staff from last year to this year?
We had a couple of coaches that couldn't come back this year. Gino couldn't come back, and Nick Bonner and his father, Steve Bonner, weren't able to come back just because of their work responsibilities. But we had a couple of former players also, Chris Wilson and Andrew Wilson. Been great additions. They played for us just a couple of years ago, so having them has really been a lot of fun.
All right, so let me ask you, so it's Norton in your opener, which is a home opener Saturday afternoon. What can you tell me about this Norton team and what to expect in the game?
Yeah, they're an outstanding team. I mean, I want to say, I believe they lost to North Reading in the playoffs last year, and I think they went 9-2 last year. And obviously, North Reading was a great team. North Reading went to the Super Bowl and played. Swamps got in the Super Bowl. Their head coach, Jim Arch. Jim is a great guy. He coached at Stonehill for a while. And he was actually, when Nick Bonner played at Stonehill, Jim was the coach there. So Jim does a great job running a football program. And they are a talented team. They got a lot of linemen back from last year. Their running back is back. So it's going to be a very big challenge for us opening day.
What about contrast of styles between the two teams? What would that look like?
So we haven't really broken down a lot of film yet on Norton, and we don't know much about them. They are a spread team, but I think they're more of a power run spread team. We're probably more of a quick, get the ball out quick and get it out and, you know, get our athletes out in space. But we'll find out once we break down some more film today and tomorrow. But I think that would probably be the difference. Again, they got some experience up front, some big, strong kids, and their running back's a real hard, physical, downhill runner. So they're probably going to be more of a power run type team.
Gotcha. Coach, anything else you want to share with us about the 2022 edition of the Fenwick Crusaders?
No, we're just excited. Everybody, you know, we've had a great camp, and the kids have been phenomenal. So we're really excited to get going.
All right. Good luck. Thanks, Coach, and we'll talk again soon.